This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. California's Central Coast is suffering from an ongoing farm worker shortage. As KCBX reporter Giovanni Jimenez-Garcia explains, undocumented workers' fear of ICE raids and community outrage may be contributing to the problem.
This is the sound of the physically demanding job of picking strawberries on the Central Coast. Jose, and he's asked that we only use his first name, has done work like this in Santa Maria for 20 of his 40 years as a field hand. He says after recent ICE raids and rumors about increased deportations, many undocumented workers are scared and living in a climate of fear.
Now that we have the ICE facility, there's a lot of uncertainty among the people. They're fearful of being deported or of losing their jobs.
Despite this fear, he says, some still choose to work because they have to feed themselves or their families. Others, however, make a different choice.
Well, many have chosen to move somewhere else. Many people have gone to Nebraska, Texas, and other states, looking to leave the uncertainty that exists here.
This exodus of workers has growers concerned. Claire Weinman is the president of the Grower Shipper Association of Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. She works with several farmers in the area and says they concur. There is indeed a worker shortage.
Locally, our members have consistently been reporting labor shortages, particularly in harvest job opportunities in the range of 20% to 25%.
She says that's in line with the average in California. Because of this, some of her members reported losses last year because crops went unharvested. In 2014, that amount was more than $11 million here on the Central Coast alone.
When you're growing the crops that we grow locally, they're highly perishable and very sensitive to the timing of when they're being harvested. And so it's very important to have labor available when that crop is ready to be harvested.
To help offset the worker problem, some farmers are turning to the guest worker program, also known as H2A, which keeps more workers in the general labor pool for all farmers.
We have seen a benefit in a slight reduction in the labor shortage with the incorporation of the H2A guest workers in our community.
However, some don't think this is a complete solution. The worker we introduced to you earlier, Jose, says two of the challenges of this program are the time and money needed to bring and train guest workers, many of whom, he says, don't have experience.
It's very demanding for them, not being as productive. So at the end of the day, you need two guest workers to do the same job as someone who's already familiar with the work. In the long run, it's more expensive.
Another issue of the H2A program is the current inability to quickly meet the demands of employers, especially given the crop's high perishability, Weinman says. She says immigration reform, with a focus on agriculture, might be a possible long-term solution.
And unfortunately, we haven't seen that labor consistently be available through the H2A program due to a variety of factors causing delays. Certainly in the long term, we'd be looking for federal immigration reform that has a agricultural guest worker provision.
For Jose, he says new legislation would be helpful, but currently there is a problem enforcing the legislation that already exists.
The law passes, but how is that law going to be implemented? Will it really be implemented? Or will they try to complicate things unnecessarily to minimize its effect?
Meanwhile, local labor groups are pushing for regulations to protect farm workers from abuse and wage theft. They are still waiting for the boards of supervisors to agendize and vote on the issues in both Santa Barbara and Ventura County. Giovanni Jimenez Garcia, KCBX News.